Unit 68, The Best Movie of All. Assemble a group of film critics, famous or otherwise, and ask them to identify the greatest movie of all time. The vast majority will select Orson Welles' 1941 masterwork, Citizen Kane. What is it that makes this movie so great? Not necessarily just the subject matter, an account of the rise and fall of business tycoon Charles Foster Kane that was inspired in many ways by the life of publishing magnate William Randolph Hearst. The film is impressive because of how the story is told and the camera and film techniques that are used to heighten the drama. As the film opens, the dying Kane mutters the single word, Rosebud, a mysterious utterance that induces a curious reporter to unravel its meaning. By interviewing Kane's closest associates, all of whom convey their versions of his life in flashback form, the reporter-narrator ultimately pieces together an unforgettable portrait of Kane's rapid rise and tragic decline. Flashbacks had been used in earlier films, but never in such an out-of-sequence style, and never strung together with newsreel footage that clarified the focus of each. Equally, novel were many of the camera shots. The shadows they created, the background objects they highlighted. One famous scene shows multiple images of Kane reflected through parallel mirrors. Another shot from the floor level highlights a character's staggering drunkenness. Welles even planned the exact distance between characters in most scenes, always seeking the strongest effect. It is the combination of these techniques, along with a compelling story, that makes Citizen Kane great. And what is the significance of Rosebud? See the movie to find out.